then must have left school and started work when I was 15, 1951. I got a job on the opposite side of the river, Kailiki estate, and there I was just pretty much a dog's body. The owner at that time was a Colonel Hardy, who was a veteran of the First World War, and his leg was in a caliper, so he had to have a horse take him. He was invited to all the shoots round about, but he had to have a horse take him to the Grouse Butte or whatever, and he had this pretty good horse. So I had to be there in front of him every day with his horse, ready to go, no matter where he was shooting. The furthest they ever had to go once, they took a day shooting on Moy, on the Deviot side of Moy, and they had to go down there. I don't think I had to be there until lunchtime, but I always remember coming back home. It was even getting dark by the time I got home. Going through Moy, and it was steam trains then, and the road ran along just close to Moy station, and there was a train obviously stopped there, and I could hear it start off behind us. Now, the horse didn't mind lorries or cars, but it didn't like trains, and it eventually bolted with this train both coming behind, 15, 16 maybe. Yeah. That was on the main road then, what is now the A9, so there wasn't so much traffic then. There was traffic. Anyway, the horse bolted with me on its back, and I always tell the other young keepers I was at Dalmagarry before I got it stopped. But we got home safely. It quieted down after that. From there, I eventually got a job on Clun with my father as an underkeeper, where I.
Your father was a keeper too.
Yes, he was in Clun, which is the other side of the river.